But I don't really, you know, all of them are not, you know, mine. Only about two or more, you see, really, you know. And I won't call myself a lover at all, you know. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to hang in with these, you know, two or three that I really have. And I'm trying to see that they reach in the right direction, you know. They reach for the right things in life as I'm trying to reach, you know. And I just want to see them make it, you know. And I mean, you know, if they make it, well, I mean, they love me, and I love them. And I mean, you know, we love and everything. So I figure that we should get together good enough, you know, fairly well if they make it, you know, in life. And my goal is to just try to direct them and help them in life as much as I possibly can, with the fact that you know, I don't care if they don't look out for me when they, you know, become their profession, you know, when they, you know, get into their profession. If they don't, that's okay. Some people say it's taking a gamble, but I'm having fun with them right now. And I mean, I'm loving them, and we're loving each other, and you know, we talk, and everything's beautiful, you know. And I mean, you know, I have my freedom, and so do they, but they don't want their freedom. They want me. See, all they want is me. They don't really want their freedom, you see. They don't want me to give them freedom, you see. That's one thing they don't want me to give them, you see. But I tell them that they can't have me, you see, because I'm not for anybody, you see. I'm not going to be for no one or two people, no one or two chicks. And if I meet somebody, you know, that I dig, that's it, you see. I'm gone, you know, we together. They talk my language, but they're in my world. So I'm not a lover, but I do have mine, you know. I definitely do. Yeah.
Okay, a woman who likes to get around.
Who likes to get around?
Yeah.
What would she be called?
Yeah.
I guess she'd be called a parting person, a person who likes to go. She likes to move, a moving person. Person's on the move. I guess you just say, girl, you always on the move. Or, hey, man, you always on the move, you know.
Yeah.
Because move. Now, another aspect, if a person who likes to love or sexually anything, you would call them a whore. You know, if a chick likes to screw unnecessarily and just screw to make money or any other thing, you call her a whore, you know. You know, like that. If that's what you want to know? Okay, good, good.
Okay, what about a man who was always telling about things like that? You know, they say he's always telling stories.
I don't know his name, but I like to know him, you know, because you see, if he tells me something about a whore or a chick that I'm about to get involved with, and he tells me something that catches my ear, well, that's it. I like to hear. I don't call him a squeal or anything of the nature. I don't know the name for him. But I like to know him, you see, because I have to be very careful. I've never had any disease or anything in my lifetime, and I don't intend on getting it. I feel that I should never, ever get a disease from a woman because of the women that I fool with, you know, the certain women that I have. I feel that I should never, ever have a disease. So if this pimp or dude or squeal or whatever gonna tell me something about, you know, this prostitute or this whore or this chick, I want to hear it because, you know, I'm ready to call it quits at any time because I can get satisfied any time, you see. And I don't really need, you know, that satisfaction that they have to offer, you know? You see, yeah. Where you at, Hip? Hey, Hip. Hey, cool. What you got? Ain't nothing? I hear you. All right, do your thing. Yeah, like I said, you call her a person who likes to get out and go. I don't know. Housebreakers, homebreakers, lovebreakers, somebody who breaks you up. I don't know the definition of these people, because actually, you know, I'm not never around anybody in that nature. You know, I'm not around anybody of that type. You know, these questions that you're asking me are definitely unfamiliar to me, because my life is so much away. I mean, I'm past that point. I've been past there. And I don't even experience such things with people that I'm with, you know. So I wouldn't know anything about these things that you're telling me about, but I'm trying to answer them, you know, the best I can, you see. But I don't know anything about, you know, these people. But I'm trying to tell you what you would call them. What would you call him? Ugly. You call him ugly. If a chick, same way with a chick, you call her ugly. Call them ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people, paper bag over the face. Put a paper bag.